The musical squeeze box. It's played like this. Push in on it and you get one set of notes. Pull out on it and you get another set of notes. Just play back and forth. To play a tune, you have to play, to play a scale, you have to keep pushing it back and forth. That's why they called it a squeeze box. Now, up here, you've got four sets of reeds. You can make it sound like a concertina if you want. Pull two of them out and you get a little bit deeper sound. Pull three, it doesn't do anything. Pull four, and gangbusters. Then on the left side, you've got the bass notes. Oh, yeah. Let me just play, let's see. Oh, well. I'll play you two Civil War songs. I'm a Civil War buff. I really enjoy reading about the Civil War. And have a full hour and a half program of just Civil War songs and stories. But it's too gruesome to do most places. I mean, most people expect, oh, the Civil War sounds great. Oh, romantic time, everybody's having a good time. It's probably the most gruesome war that was ever in the history of this country anyway. But here's two light songs from the Civil War, because they were able to keep a lot of their music light. The first one is a northern song called The Year of Jubilo. Seen the master running with a mustache on his face. He left out of here sometime this morning, said he's gonna leave this place. He saw the smoke way up the river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. He grabbed his hat and he left mighty sudden, I expect he's run away. The master run, aha, we will stay, ho ho. It must be now that the kingdom's coming in the year of Jubilo. One way, 2 foot the other, and he weighs 300 pounds. His coat's so big that he can't pay the tailor, and it only fits halfway round. He drills so much that they call him captain, and he gets so mighty tan. I expect he'll try and fool them Yankees for to think he's contraband. The master on, aha, we will stay, ho ho. It must be now that the kingdom's coming in the year of Jubilo. Master on, aha, we will stay, ho ho. It must be now that the kingdom's coming in the year of Jubilo. Now on the other side, an anonymous song written by, well, the fellow that has the writing on it that when it was published after the Civil War was Peanut. It's a song called Goober Peas, which of course were raw peanuts. Now the chorus goes like this. How delicious, eating goober peas. Want to try that? Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Sitting by the roadside upon a summer's day, chatting with my messmates to pass the time away. Laying in the shadows underneath the trees. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Just before the battle, the captain hears a row. He says, the Yanks are coming, I can hear the muskets now. He turns around and wondering, what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Try it again. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. The Georgia militia eating goober peas. My song is almost over, it's lasted long enough. The subject's interesting, but the rhymes are mighty rough. I wish the war were over, when free from rags and fleas, we'd kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. is kiss wives, sweethearts, and gobbledygook repeat. Thank you. My favorite instrument is the banjo. I've been learning the fiddle as a hobby. Haven't played it out in public yet. Don't care if I ever do. There's a certain style of music played around Asheville, North Carolina. It hasn't been put on records a whole lot, but some of the best musicians in the traditional musicians in the United States live right there in Asheville, North Carolina, some really fine ones. And the style is a lot of notes and a lot of clean notes and a lot of drive in the music. And I learned to play banjo from the fiddlers that live around there. There aren't any clawhammer banjo players hardly in Western North Carolina. I only know of one living today. Most people play, I'm talking about traditional clawhammer banjo players, old guys. Most people play in this two-finger style like this. Picking up with her index finger. So I just learned from fiddlers. And here's a little bit of a fiddle tune that I like to play called Ragtime Annie. Virginia song I learned up here. I've never heard anywhere else. Learned it in Morganton. It's called Dinah. And it could have a little chorus that could go, wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time a Dinah passed, she'd take a bite of me. Oh, take a bite of me. Take a bite of me. Try that with me. Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time a Dinah passed, she'd take a bite of me. Oh, take a bite of me. Take a bite of me. Dinah, oh Dinah, say that you'll be mine. Take you home and kiss you and love you all the time. Oh, love you all the time. Love you all the time. Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time a Dinah passed, she'd take a bite of me. Oh, take a bite of me. Take a bite of me. It's raining, it's pouring, the sky is coming down. If Dinah goes back on me, I will surely drown. I will surely drown. Oh, I will surely drown. Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time a Dinah passed, she'd take a bite of me. Oh, take a bite of me. Take a bite of me. You can take the old gray horse and I will take the roan. If you get there before I do, leave my Dinah alone. Oh, leave my Dinah alone. Leave my Dinah alone. Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. Every time a Dinah passed, she'd take a bite of me. Take a bite of me. Oh, take a bite of me. Good.
Crushed beneath him. He was stone cold dead. And there were rattlesnake bites all in his body, every place there could possibly be a bite. Now, folks in town had their ideas about what happened. Oh, some said maybe he was fiddling along and dropped his bow and he reached down to pick it up and the snakes jumped on him then. Some say maybe he started tapping his foot in time to the music and the snakes got excited and jumped on him then. But most folks figure it was just those snakes getting their revenge for him killing their brothers. And to this day, if you go up to that rattlesnake ridge and you stand out there in that little hollow at night, you can hear something. And the young people will tell you, that's nothing. It's just a radio or a TV echoing through the valley. But the old folks, the ones who really know how to listen, they'll say, listen there. There's the sound of Martin fiddling for his snakes. Thanks.
I kind of like performing barefoot, you know? I've never done that before. It gives you kind of a freedom that you don't normally have. I've always thought a neat performing outfit would be a white suit and bare feet. Let's do one last song here we can do together. You ever heard that old song called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows? It's an old minstrel show tune. We'll review the words now. I think you can get it. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. That's easy. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot. We can remember that. Down where the sugar cane grows. Okay, look at it one more time. I'll rise. Oh, what the heck? I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. Now the golden shoes you hear so much about, if there's one down here, we'd soon wear them out. Gonna take them up yonder for to put on my robes. Gonna put on my white socks too. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. Now what you gonna do when the women all dead? Gonna sit in the corner with the hung down head. Now if I ever marry, wouldn't marry for riches. I'd marry a big fat girl who couldn't wear the breeches. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. We'll have cider all the fall instead of going to the ball, where the goose chews tobacco and the duck drinks wine, the old hen cackles and the rooster keeps time. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. One more. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'll rise when the rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines hot, down where the sugar cane grows. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
You know, I've thought about this and I've prayed about it, because God wants His people to be a happy people. And in this day and time, we've got folks out that are doing some entertaining, and unless they've got some four-letter words and they got a little bit of filth to go along with it, they don't think they've got a show. And I'm sorry to say, it's some of the boys that used to work with me and Rex way back many years ago on the Bluefield station at WHIS Bluefield, WHIS, it's WVVA now, I think. They changed the call letters since they sold out. And we've been on, he and I have been on Bluefield. We were on Bluefield for about 18 years. Then we moved into Oak Hill territory, and we were there for about 20-some years, I think about 26. The last 21 years have been dedicated to the work of the Lord, doing gospel singing and testifying and trying to help people realize that there is an answer to all of your problems in life, and there is a fulfillment in living for Christ. And you know, the Lord has already spoken to me, and he says, I want my people to be a happy people. We should be the happiest people in the world. And if we can't have the joy bells ringing in our soul, then we better hit an altar somewhere. He didn't tell me to go around with a long face like an old mule that's been eating sandbriar all day. But he said, you go by happy, you know? That's the only way to keep your people happy. And so we're going to, but honey, let's do the, let's see, what was that theme we had when we was on the Merry
Highways are happy ways.
Can we sing it?
It's in E.
Now, we had a sponsor. We had a sponsor. I've always had a sponsor on all of the programs we ever had since 1941. I do all the commercials, and it's all ad-lib. And they were astounded, and tell you the truth about it, I didn't know I had it in me, but I sure am glad that it got out, because whenever it got time to doing that, why, I didn't know that I was going to be able to do what I did, but it has proved to be successful down through the years. And it's just a talent, I guess, that I've been blessed with, to do a lot of talking. Rex don't get a word in edgewise. I won't let him.
You can see that. You don't give me a chance.
There's one thing for sure, I'll tell you. Well, he's not too bad. Shucks, ain't nothing wrong with him.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about you. There ain't one fault I got to you anyhow.
What's that?
You ain't too fat and you ain't too thin. You just pooch out where you are to pooch in. That's all the matter with you. No, he's all right for the shape he's in, I'll tell you. Let's see, hunting. Well, there's one thing about it. He's got on a nice-looking outfit tonight. Yeah, he sure has. That's all right. I want you to know something here and now. That shirt he got on, he bought it down in Nashville, Tennessee, and he paid $15.25 for it. My old blouse, I picked it up over here at a flea market the other day for 50 cents. I'll agree, he looks better than I do. He ought to. And pants he got on, I think he paid about $25 or $30 for them. My skirt, yeah, go ahead if you want to. Talk about it. Yeah, it looks good. And this skirt I got, I just happened to find it down the street from where I bought the blouse, and I give another 50 cents for it. I feel just as dressed up as he does, I want you to know. I really do. And my boots he's got on, he keeps them her pants legs almost down the floor to hide the tops because they're so fancy. They cost him about $100. It was my egg money that I'd saved up, and he got. Well, I had to go to my young'un before we got down here, and I said, honey, I've got to have a pair of shoes. I ain't got no money to buy me none. She gave me hers. Well, they're a little big, but at least my feet can grow in them. You know, I'm still growing. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I quit growing taller. I'm just growing wider. Yeah, he told me the other day, said I was just getting broad-shouldered across the hips. That's all was wrong with me. Anyhow, I'll tell you one thing. He looks better than I do. Excuse me, Mike. He looks better than I do. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. As far as his dressing is concerned, got on that fancy shirt and them are nice breeches and them fancy boots. But there's one thing about him you don't know that I do. Yes, sir. He's got on the raggediest underwear you ever saw in your life.
We haven't sung this in 25 years, I guess, or maybe longer. Highways are happy ways when they lead to Thompson's store. Highways bring happy days. It's the furniture you're looking for. Just visit Thompson. The clerks are friendly and gay. Buy some furniture. Their terms are easy to pay. Highways are happy ways when they lead to Thompson's store.
There ain't nothing I like better than all that applesauce you're giving. I mean, hand applause you're giving me out there. Rex? We too loud? I told you he had a loud voice. Now you know why I won't let him get up close to the mic and do no talking. He'd blow the thing off the stand, I reckon. Let's see, honey. Let's just do this especially for our folks tonight. But I'll tell you what.
What?
You know what Paul told me a while ago?
What did he tell
you? You did tell me this, didn't you, Paul? Yeah, remember?
What was?
He said there was a feller down here not looking for somebody like you that want to give him a job.
Want to give me a job?
Yeah. I believe he's got a pretty good one lined up for you.
What kind of job is it?
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't gone into detail with him, but I'm going to have to ask you some questions for him. He's going to write it all down.
Okay.
Okay?
Go right ahead.
Well, let's see. What's your name, sir?
James.
Fool?
James J. James.
James, James, James. Uh-huh. What's that J for?
That stands for James.
Oh, I see. You're one of the James boys, huh?
No, I'm one of the younger brothers.
Oh, well, that's all right. Now, let's see. Born?
Yeah, I was born. Don't think I was hatched, do you?
Well, I didn't ask you that, but now where were you born?
Upstairs in my mommy's room.
In mommy's room?
Yeah.
Who's with you when you're born?
My aunt.
Your aunt? Where was your mommy?
She missed the boat.
What time was it?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, wait just a minute, Rex. How do you know what time it was?
I got up and shut the alarm clock off.
Well, all right, sir, let's see the state you were born in.
State?
Mm-hmm.
What state?
Mm-hmm.
Negative is a Jaybird.
I mean, what state in the United States?
In the United States?
Yeah.
Let's see, Pennsylvania.
Well, spell it for me right quick.
P-P... I don't believe I know how.
Well, what do you want me to put down then? Virginia be all right?
Yeah,
West Virginia.
Yeah, just
let's put
down,
West Virginia.
Put down West Virginia.
I knew he'd forget this. I told him all the time.
All it's right, been slow. Ahead. You
okay,
all right.
Well, I think you passed that one pretty good, honey. I'll tell you what let's do. Noah, better ask some more here. I want to know about your measurements.
My measurements?
Uh-huh. Nick?
Yeah, sometimes I get the right girl.
Now, listen, here. I'm talking about... All right, well, let's see. Now, how about your chest?
Chest?
Mm-hmm.
22.
Oh, 22. Mm. How about your waist?
It's 32.
What happened to your chest?
Hey, it fell on me.
He didn't want to let you know how really big he really is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's have a few more questions. Would you hold up your right hand and repeat after me now? I said your right hand.
My what?
I said your right hand.
But it must be this one. It's the only one I got left.
Okay. Now you repeat after me. I hereby solemnly swear.
I hereby swallow the hair.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell everything but the truth.
Do unto others as I would have others do unto me.
Do unto others before they get a chance to do unto me.
Okay, that's enough. Put your hand down.
Okay, that's enough. Put your hand down.
Put your hand down.
Put your hand down.
Put your hand down!
Don't scare me like that.
What are you doing?
Give me palpitations of the gizzard.
I believe it. Palpitations of the gizzard. That's just about what you got. Now, let's see. Where else did we go from that? It's been so long, I've about forgot all this, Mike. Give me some more to tell, huh? What's another? We can tell right quick.
Job gag.
I just got through with it.
Yeah, but you didn't finish all of it.
Oh, I was about to ask if you went to school, don't I?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school?
Sure, I went to school.
How far did you go?
In one door and out the other.
Well, that's getting through pretty quick, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
What'd you take while you was in school?
Everything to get my hands on.
Well, what was your favorite subject?
What was my favorite subject?
Uh-huh.
Arithmetic.
No, it wasn't either, buddy. Yeah. That ain't what I heard.
It ain't what
no,
was.
They said they're taking your lunch and recess every chance you got.
It is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, did you ever do any arithmetic?
Sure, I done some arithmetic.
Yeah, you ripped up a tick in them days, did you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I knew you'd forget it again.
Yeah. No, I didn't forget it.
Can you spell?
Sure, I can spell.
Oh, well, did you take any geography in school? Geography? How do you say that again?
Any what?
Geography in school.
No, I didn't take no geography.
You didn't? Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions anyhow.
Well, go right ahead.
Oh, mercy, help me. Let's see if I can remember what we're supposed to say here. Do you know what an island is?
Sure, I know what an island is.
What is it?
That's a little bit much of dirt way out in the sea.
Little bunch of dirt way out in the middle of the ocean surrounded by a lot of water, huh? Okay. Now, what is a peninsula?
A what, you know?
A peninsula.
I don't believe I know that.
Well, you are too. It's on page 153 in the book.
That page must have been tore out of my book.
No, you just don't want to tell these folks what it's all about. It's a long neck of dirt stretched out to sea. Now, do you get that?
I see.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. What?
I see.
What do you see?
That man back home's got a long, dirty neck stretching out to sea.
Oh, Rex Parker, shame on you. Now, you don't stand up here and insult these people like that. I want you to apologize to that gentleman right now.
He's big enough to polish his own eyes.
All you got to do is say, feller, I'm sorry. I won't say that no more.
Is that all I have to do?
That's all, yeah.
Feller, I'm sorry, but you better run home, wash your peninsula.
All right. I think that's enough of that for right
now.
Yeah, all right.
This thing's out.
Let's do that. Where did Dave go? Dave? Come here. You're not going to get by that quick. He did a number here today, or this evening. And Rex had featured this down at the workshop, I believe. Was it the workshop? And at the music shop with Wayne and also with Paul at the workshop. And we had these folks standing around, these beautiful people standing around there, and some were sitting down in the music class, of course, and he started singing an old-time favorite, that Crawdad song. And I want the, well, I don't know, is everybody here that was down there this evening with us, or we got some new folks? Let's see if we got some new people tonight. Let me see your hand. Not hardly enough to count, are they? Yeah, there's a good many out there. Okay. Well, these other folks that were with us, they know what it's all about, but you that don't, you can help us sing, okay? And the rest of you keep quiet. Rex, you sing. See there what you missed out on by hearing it this evening? You sing the Crawdad song, and I want these people that work in any of the workshops to start singing with you and Dave on the chorus, okay?
All right.
Go ahead. Now sing it loud.
You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, baby. You get a line, and I'll get a pole. Ski dip the doo dip he dip the hole, honey. Baby of mine. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, baby. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back. Got a ski dip, he dip, 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 sack, honey. Baby of mine. Now sell my crawlamps to for a dime, honey. Sell my crawlamps to for a dime, baby. Sell my crawdads too for a dime. I got a ski dip, the doo dip, the heat dip, hi, honey. Baby of mine, I got a ski dip, the doo dip, he dip, hold up, hi, doo dip, hey. Got a ski dip, doo dip, he dip, hold up, hi, doo dip, hey. I got a ski dip, doo dip, the heat dip, the hold up, the hot dip, the doo dip, the heat dip, hey. Got a ski dip, the doo dip, the heat dip, the hold up, hi.
You sing that now. The next time you sing that song, you just add that to it, okay? Have the folks to sing with you, and then you just break right in with that little new chorus of yours. And see how many of them can follow along with you. I've tried to sing that song for years, but I never could get that ski dip in there like he does. Used to be I couldn't do that at all. Now that I got my, well, I better not say it. Got my false teeth, I'm afraid I'll spit them out, so I just forget about it.
They're like the stars that come out every night.
Okay, honey. Go on, let's do one more. Let's do that. We were singing down at, we're in room, let's see, 254 at the Presidential Hall. We appreciate the people for giving us room down there last night and tonight. And we were singing out on the porch there with some of the young ladies we met down while we were here. And the one song we were singing, she said she liked real good. I believe, Pat, are you here, honey? Yeah.
Yep.
You want to come and help us? Uh-huh. Come on, you helped us down there. Come on. We're just one big happy family. Oh, I was looking way over yonder. I know I need new glasses. Now trade me, honey. This is an old, old song. That's an old love song. Come on. Honey. Meet me in the moonlight, lover, meet me. I don't know whether you folks remember this or not. Come on, dear. You had some pretty good harmony with me down there. Come on.